the Rick Emerson radio program. I wonder if I can do it again. Oh, that was just like the end. That was hideous.
Oh, you know, for those tickets, you should have people cry. Which of a crying contest.
That's a weird...
A crying game.
That's just creepy. That's something that, like, that's something that the serial killer makes you do before he kills you. While wearing a clown suit. All right, kids, we're going to have a crying contest.
Maybe we should have people do their best Delana impressions and then break down at the end.
It's just... It'd be so hard to pick a winner. It just occurred to me, and I know that I'm the worst at giving stuff away, but it just occurred to me that we've got a pair of tickets. Def Leppard. This is so great. Def Leppard in huge letters, and then in tiny little Journey right below.
See, the only reason I'd want to go is to see Journey.
But it's not even Journey.
It's like a Journey cover band
at this point.
I have a Barfly bus that's going up there tonight.
Really?
Packed full.
Oh, cool.
So, Clark County Amphitheater, Def Leppard, and Journey.
They serve those big buckets of beer there, too.
They do.
Yeah, they're huge.
It's the only way this concert would really be passable to me. VH1 Classic presents Def Leppard and Journey, Clark County Amphitheater, Richfield, Washington.
That holds no appeal to me.
I mean, I've seen Def Leppard in concert. God bless them for out there doing their thing. It's not for me, but it is. I'm sure that there's somebody within the sound of my voice. So here's the deal. We will do Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics, which I do because it's kind of easy. I've got the music bed, and because... It makes Scotty J so happy. It really does. And I do it just to see the look of happiness.
We all know he needs a little happiness in his life.
Really, just... really, it's so...
No, 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 it's fine.
There you go. So we'll take caller 5 to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics for a pair of tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey. Do I have the second one here?
It was a rough day.
Wait for it.
I didn't get it.
I missed it.
Some people can't handle being...
Where's the second one?
It was a rough day.
Oh, it's like she's hacking up something.
You still don't know who gets kicked off tonight or who's in the bottom three.
I don't. You know these spoilers, and I don't know them.
Yes.
So we'll talk. Well, here's what we got to get done. We got to pimp some Jen Lane stuff. We got to do the Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics here. And we got to talk a little bit more about last night. And we had all this stuff. Who could have seen this coming? Even with 4 hours, we got stuff we're not getting to. Because we had a lot of conversations last night about Storm and, you know, like, what should her elimination song be? We were having a whole conversation last night. Is it going to be Ladylike or is it going to be whatever and so forth? So, okay. All right. So we got, okay, Scotty. So I'll tell you, okay. Well, we got caller 5. So take whoever is after that, though, in case this, you know, this person doesn't win. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Before I forget about it, Jen Lane, what's coming up in the world of Barfly?
Well, let's see. The Barfly is coming up in the world of Barfly. Barfly is getting back into print.
Fantastic.
And I have a new team whom I adore. And we're going to come out on September 25th.
Very cool.
And in the meanwhile, let's see. I'm DJing Wednesday nights at Sabala's, such as tonight, 10 p.m. And we have our next bus tour is... at Stripperama on September 30th.
And do you announce in advance kind of what strip clubs you go to, or is it just
No, it's a mystery tour.
Excellent.
But it's all strip clubs.
Very cool.
All night long.
All night long. All right. Okay, I'll do this. Great. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's now go to the, where's my, with the whole... Thank you.
Oh, God.
This bloated, overproduced music can only mean one thing. It's time for another exciting installment of Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Derek, hello, sir.
How you doing, Rick?
I'm rolling, brother. Are you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics and or do you really care about seeing Def Leppard and Journey at the Clark County Amphitheater?
Oh, yeah. Me and a buddy want to go.
Well, okay. There you go. All right, sir. Here's the deal. I'm going to perform for you two sets of lyrics. One, a real song. One, written by Scotty J.
Okay.
And at the end of that, you must identify the fake metal lyrics.
And, okay.
And, of course, pay no attention to the melody, the phrasing, whatever, because I'm just going to do it just sort of a Shatner style here, and then you have to spot it. Okay, are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
All right, here is the first set of lyrics. Scotty's instructed me on the screen to ham it up, and I'm quoting now, to the max. All right, here we go. Black sails knifing through the pitch. Fork night, away from the radioactive landmass madness. from the silver-suited people searching out uncontaminated food and shelter, not glowing on our metal on our ship of wood only. This makes no sense. Free, I swear to God, this is the next line. Free, happy, crazy people naked in the universe. All right, there you go. That's the first
set. I hope that the song will Scotty Jason's scene.
All right.
Okay.
And here's the second set, sir. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The dragon flew the mist of night over the torrid ocean, no land in sight. The mythical beast set out in wrath, had crossed the water to... Bastards, be quiet. And dawn hath come, blood daggers in rage. Forget your life, Satan ended your day. Jesus. That really is helping my throat a lot, too. Wait, now, hold on. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You may either, because I'm feeling generous, you may either guess yourself or you may empower Sarah to guess for you. Derek, do you want to guess yourself?
No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Do you want to put that kind of pressure on it?
I know. Yeah, I want you to be able to go tonight. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Who knows? It seems like it's 50-50. It's too close to call. You don't know, do you, sir? Do you know?
I don't. Both of them are about the ocean, and both of them make no sense.
I'm saying it would be 50-50, either way.
I'm saying that the first one might be too... It just seems too far out there. Like, it seems too predictable, almost.
To be
crazy,
real or
crazy, happy,
to be
naked, shiny people running around on a boat. I just don't think Scotty could write that.
Who's to say?
I'm with Sarah now. I think the first ones are fake.
Hold on. I'm just going to clarify here. You think the first set of lyrics is real and the second set of lyrics is fake, or vice versa?
No, vice versa. The first ones are fake.
Oh, I think they're real.
You think the first ones are real?
They have to be, because they're too ridiculous to be fake.
What is your final answer, sir?
I know that.
Oh, I don't know. Don't listen to me.
Please. I'm going to say the first ones are fake.
No!
Oh, Sarah was right.
The first set of lyrics are not only real, they're by Jefferson Airplane. In your face! Yeah, the song the song you thought was real was Mists of the Night by Scotty J.
Oh, Scotty J, the metal god.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Scotty J's typing in the screen, hurrah, yay. All right. Jeremy, hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing today, Rick?
Are you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics?
Sure, what the hell.
All right, that's the spirit. All right, here we go. I'm going to read you two sets of lyrics. One real, one fake. Are you ready?
Anytime.
All right, here comes the first set of lyrics. Dream death, awaken chaos, portal of blood. The sound of the storms, obsidian, burning lust. Abyss of time, black destiny, the coming of chaos. All right, that's the first set.
All right.
All right, here we go, the second set of lyrics. Come down off the mountain, warriors of earth, come soldiers near a glorious day. Tools of annihilation will round out your beliefs. Freedom prevail, dictatorship removed. Freedom will fall and freedom for life, insurgent. Your neck to the knife. All right, and we're done. All right.
Okay.
Sir, which set of lyrics was fake, the first or the second?
I'm going to have to say the first ones were fake.
Is this your final answer, sir?
I hope so.
You are wrong!
Oh, my.
You are wrong.
I get these right every time.
It was the first set of lyrics.
So Scotty uses chaos and obsidian quite a bit.
No, but the first ones were real, is what I'm saying.
No, I know the second ones. That had chaos and everything.
No. The first one I read was chaos and obsidian and so forth. And that's real. That's a real song. The second one was fake.
Then I was wrong.
No, the one about obsidian and the portal of blood, that's real. That's called the coming of chaos. What was Scotty's song? It's the bottom one.
Freedom fall. Freedom will fall. Freedom for life. Freedom for all. Insurgent next to the knife.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's a lot better than that Willoughby Wallaby Woo song you used to play.
Yeah. No, I'll bring it back. All right. Thank you, sir.
Do it.
All right. There you go. Scotty's typing in the screen, in your face, public. That's the way to keep those listeners, Scotty. It's the way to turn them into core.
Hasn't Scotty had to pull you aside and tell you to be nicer to the listeners?
Yeah, but I don't care what Scotty thinks, so I kind of have the advantage there. All right. I could read some
of
these.
Spoilers?
Yes.
How about
yes.
this? Rick, is it wrong
I'm
for
surprised.
Me?
Me
too.
Is it wrong for me to wish that 2 weeks into Supernova, into the Supernova tour, Gilby pulls a Michael Hutchence in his hotel room, thereby completing the rock star circle? Maybe it is, but he's a douche. How about this? Lots of stuff about the yesterday. Rick, have you ever noticed how stone and high Tommy Lee looks every Tuesday night?
The hats are getting bigger and droopier over his eyes.
Seriously. He must get really, really wasted.
I would.
Wouldn't you? All of you more entertaining.
Yeah.
Do you want to know, Rick?
Do you know who ends up in the bottom three and
yes.
who gets kicked off?
Yes. And who gets the encore and then who plays with the band.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And their songs.
It's also stressful. I honestly don't know
what
happened.
We should alert people now. Don't listen to the rest of the show if you don't want to know what happens tonight.
Well, this is what this woman said. This is a blog. Jeanette Charlton says, and this is the blogger, insists she knows who has won a reality talent competition called Rockstar Supernova and has revealed the win. This is, again, just a theory. This is a woman claims that she knows. Charlton says the band had the most clout when it came to choosing the winner in the competition because they have to go on the road with them. She claims contestant Lucas Rossi was selected, and that he was selected because band members thought he would be the best fit, and barring any unforeseen events, he will be named the winner in the series finale next month. And she didn't even know what it is. She claims the finale is the 6th, and it's not, it's the 13th.
But that's more than one source now that's saying that it's Lucas.
We've heard from people who know, and again, it's all like fifth removed. But we've heard from people who know a guy.
We've heard a similar story before we heard this one, from somebody who claims to know the band and knows that they picked Lucas.
Maybe. Rick, here's something to consider. The viewer's choice for each contestant, this email says, came from three songs the singer had already done and one that had been done by another contestant. In Storm's case, it was a song she didn't know that well and one that had already been done twice on the show. In Delana's case, she got a song that she has been doing in her live show for 8 years and was very comfortable with. Smells Like the Fix Is In. Let's see. Thanks to the show for introducing me to Storm Large. Let's see. I know I'm the 100th person to write about this, but if Supernova didn't like Storm's performance last night, they can F themselves. That was the third time Storm literally gave me chills, and they have the balls to say they didn't work for me. Goddamn bastards ought to be shot. That's not our opinion, by the way. We don't believe anyone should be shot. I would have brought up, I would have bought anything like, well, maybe it just didn't work for me, or some variation. But to give the backup guy credit for any part of that is more than I can stomach. Any one of them could have done backup vocals.
Was so lame.
Yeah, Toby had three lines in it.
They're just
Not to knock Toby, but say that, especially when it's if you're being told that you have to, let's assume for the moment that they were told they have to criticize Storm, which is not like out of the question. If somebody, Mark Burnett or whoever, is off stage saying like, look, you got to knock her.
It's talked about enough that Dave Navarro actually wrote about it on his blog today, saying that I don't know what this crazy conspiracy theory is that we're slagging on Storm for, you know, no reason.
Right. I mean, it's like, even if you're being told you have to criticize Storm, you don't do it by saying, because she can obviously sing. She's not a Zaira. Whatever you think of her, she can obviously sing. And you don't go, well, lucky the backup guy was there to hold you up.
Yeah.
You don't say that. You say, like, great singer, I didn't really like what you did with this song. You don't say some crap like, well, I'm glad you were propped up by the guy from Australia. I mean, that's just a load. All right.
Yeah, not to mention, I mean, they're all being propped up by Tommy Lee.
Totally, completely. Yeah, seriously. Not, you know, Gilby Clark, I'm sure, doesn't know anything about being propped up by somebody who's more famous and more talented. Gilby Clark was propped up in Guns N' Roses, and now he's being propped up here. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should break here. Here's the thing. When we come back, we will reveal what Sarah claims to be the outcome of tonight's program.
Did you give the tickets away?
I didn't, because I'm out of. I'm out of fake metal lyrics.
Make them cry.
I have nothing. Well, we'll figure something out. Don't go anywhere. It is the Rick Emerson Show. It's AM 970. Solid stay ready. We come back. We will reveal what are purported to be the outcomes of tonight's Rockstar Supernova. We're here with Jen Lane. Her website is Barfly Mag. Don't go anywhere. We got to like us about 10 minutes. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. I'm going to thank our good friend Siegfried, who's sending us many suggestions for when we can use the sound of Delana crying. Suggesting when Joe Lieberman loses the next time. That's, we're totally going to excerpt that.
All right.
Rick, the next time there's an international disaster, that Delana cry will come in handy. All right. No, I'm way ahead of you, sir. We're going to find a way to use that. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. All right. All right.
You've got to get rid of those tickets.
I just don't pressure me.
We have like 7 minutes.
You tell me how to do it then, sister.
Call them five.
There are no, the lines are full, though. That's the problem.
All right. Think of a number and have them guess.
No, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. In fact, Scotty, I'm going to clear out. We got, what, like 10 minutes? All right, Scotty, I'm clearing out these people who are on hold for the tickets. I'm clearing them out right now. So there you go. All right, so I'm hanging up on those guys. Here's the deal. The first person, thank you. All right, so we are going to take the first person who is able to sing me a known rock and roll guitar solo. I would say, if I was going to be a real jerk, I would specify the guitar solo. And I would specify, like, Stairway to Heaven. The first person who can come on and with some degree of accuracy to be judged and determined solely by me. The first person who can come on and sing a goodly portion of a known guitar solo.
A goodly portion?
Meaning you can't do like two notes of it. You know, I'm not going to ask you to do like the whole thing.
Oh, Master can, Rick, go ahead.
I'm just saying, don't be snippy. I'm trying to help.
How come Jen and I don't get a say in it? We're in here with you.
We're
too.
Girls, Sarah.
Because you're
we
girls.
Don't
so, I'm just because it's got to be another pathetic guy who spent a lot of his teenage years, you know. Seriously. But Rick. All right. So 503-733-2970. In the meantime, let's talk to our good friend Mailman Chris, who is sounderless at the moment. Chris, how you doing, sir?
Not too bad.
All right. What do you got, brother?
Well, I will. To give away those tickets.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to assume you're giving away the tickets.
Yes.
And then you got Rockstar. Jen Lane's there. You got Jim Roop. You got the Double Corpse. You got the Cruise News. Unfortunately, you didn't get the Religious Nutcase.
Ah, really?
No.
Well, see, but Tim told me that we had done everything. I blame Tim Riley for this.
I did want to point out, though, that with the funds, the fold cleaning, the corpse, the love, the fat man in the bathroom, the Surrey Cruise fecal art, and the Delana crying. This has obviously been the creepiest show ever.
Creepy equals best to us, you know. It is true. Now, did Tim say that we had done all the news? That
Tim
we had finished
that.
It all? I mean, it's. I don't
that
feel.
Doesn't make it all done.
Well. What am I to do? He claims there was nothing left to do.
Well, maybe you should have remembered the list that you.
I do not acknowledge this push-up. I do not acknowledge this push-up.
45.
Nope. I do not. No, this is the hanging Chad of ungotten two stories. I do not acknowledge this push-up because he claims it was not there.
No, we can debate it tomorrow with Tim.
He claims it was not there. I'm just saying. All right. So, so that push-up notwithstanding, where are we, sir?
Well, you were at 44 after the five push-up attempts last night.
Yes. So it's 44 and holding for now.
44 plus or minus one.
44 with an asterisk.
But
all right.
If you don't, if we don't add the one, we don't take off.
All right. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. There you go. Should I be going to these? Okay, we'll take Tony. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
What's up, Rick?
The question is, are you able to sing a goodly portion of a known guitar solo, sir?
Well, of course. Fade to Black. Metallica.
Fade to Black. All right, you must now sing for me the guitar solo for a pair of tickets, Def Leppard and Journey.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that good?
I don't really know that that counts as the solo. I think that's more of the riff.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Let's, come on.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Jen and I would help you, but we're
just
girls.
I was going to say, no, Sarah and Jen were demanding to weigh in with their Metallica
no,
knowledge.
No, it's all right. You let us know you're fully capable on
all
your
right.
Own.
Well, you're going to have to put you on hold. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. You stay there. Don't go anywhere. Scott, you're
hey,
on the Rick
up,
Emerson Rick? Show. I'm unclear about whether that's the solo or not. Are you, sir, able to sing a goodly portion of a known guitar solo?
You better believe it.
All right, what are you able to sing, sir?
I got a Holy Diver by Dio.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. And then,
I thought this was the stupidest idea for a contest ever.
Thanks a lot.
That.
Thanks for believing in my vision. I'm telling you, my people. These are my people, sir. Scott, we're going to toss these your way, my friend. Although,
oh, yeah. Hey,
you do recognize the irony that the last guy sang Metallica, and by the way, no offense, Jim, Tony, Mike, it's Scott. The irony that you are, one guy sang Metallica, you're singing Dio for tickets to see Journey.
Hey, the drummer's got one arm for Def Leppard still, right?
Well, unless he's lost it in a threshing accident. Well, there you go. All right, Scott, I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you, sir. Okay. Congratulations. All right, there you go. Scott, you're going to see the guy with one arm and Journey. All right, there you go. All right, Jen Lane, it's barflymag.com.
Uh-huh. That's
all
correct. Right. And I'm at Sabala's tonight at 10 o'clock.
All right, Sarah, so you claim to know the bottom three tonight and then who gets kicked off.
Yes.
Let's work our way up. Who gets the encore? By the way, you got 5 seconds to tune out. Four, three.
Rockstar spoilers.
Two, one. All right, who gets the encore?
Okay, the encore goes to Toby.
With his whatever, Rebel Yell? That was Rebel Yell, right? Because he pulled chicks out of the audience.
Yeah.
What his gimmick will be tonight. All right. Bottom three.
Well, they have who plays with the band, too.
Oh, I don't really care about that. Is it Storm?
Well, no, it's Lucas.
Then I don't care. All right, bottom three. The final bottom three.
Final bottom three. Ryan.
Yes.
Storm.
No!
And Delana.
Yeah! That's I'm such a patsy. It's like I can see the machinations. Do we know what Storm sings?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that I don't want to know.
Okay.
I don't want to know. I think I know what it'll be.
I want to know.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. Now I don't want to know who gets kicked off. That's why I wanted to work my way up. That I did that very specifically. Because...
Well, the people might want to know.
Okay, well, hold on. All right. Okay, I'm going outside.
Okay.
Wait, there's a speaker out here. Hold on. Okay.
So what do you really think of Rick, Sarah?
It smells a little better in here. Okay, Ryan Starr gets kicked off. Ryan Starr, the guy who was humping the piano last night. Ryan Starr. Okay!
And what song does Storm sing?
Helter Skelter.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And Delana sings, let's see. Delana sings Psycho Killer.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Hello, okay. Okay. Okay, yeah, that's the thing. That's why I worked my way up. Because I suspected from your reaction, you and your poker face, that it might have been something like this. So.
I heard it was going to be Lucas last night.
So the bottom three is Storm, Delana, and Ryan?
And Ryan.
And then I don't want to know what Storm sings.
Who's your prediction for who gets kicked off today?
David and I were talking about this last night, and I believe from a television point of view, not musically, not the band, but Mark Burnett, and a television point of view, we were talking about who's interesting, who's not. And real quickly, Delana's interesting because she's Delana. Lucas is interesting because he's kind of an edgy and a villain and whatever. Storm is interesting because she's a 6-foot-tall blonde who sings like Aretha Franklin. Magni is sort of interesting because he's a foreigner. Toby, a little less so. Ryan, not interesting at all. From a television point of view, I think it's Ryan because I think he has the least to offer to get ratings. I think he's the smallest draw.
I don't know. He did work.
His performance was good last night.
Yeah, great performance. Wrong song. I think Coldplay is the wrong song to be Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah,
to.
That was a little uncomfortable.
It seemed forced. It was contrived.
All I could think the whole time was Connie Chung.
Oh yeah. Oh, sort of like a yeah. There you go.
Wait.
Oh no.
Thank you.
You knew I had to do it.
So much.
Take me out, Connie style. All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. You know, I think I've lost. Oh, wait.
I gotta...
No, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, baby.
It's all right.
Okay. We make it queued up. All right. Jen Lane, Sabala's Cat House tonight.
That's right. Best DJ in the world.
Barflymag.com. And the Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah Extillen. For AM970 Solid State Radio, News Director Tim Riley, Scotty J, so much more than an intern and manager of the Rick Emerson Office East, Dave Zinn. Tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, Rockstar Recap and so much more. You stay there. Like us up in about 30 seconds, followed by Donna Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11. See y'all tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Don't let the bastards grind it down. See y'all then. Bye.